Hey, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to do another episode that my kids, Oliver and Charlotte, wrote with me on the way to the skate park this evening. This is episode 115, The Dinosaur Rebellion. If you like it, share it with a friend or rate it on whatever podcast you're listening on. You wake up on the dinosaur planet once again. You've been there hanging out with your friends, riding around on dinosaurs, you know, the usual. You stretch, get out of bed, and head outside to meet with your friends. Some of them are already up, eating around the campfire. You go over to the food replicator and you scratch your chin, wondering what you should have for breakfast. When you decide on your favorite food, you press a couple buttons, and suddenly the food appears on a little plate right in front of you. You sit down around the campfire with your friends and you begin to eat it. As you eat, you and your friends just talk about yesterday's adventure and how you found that crazy mutant dinosaur. That was wild. It's a really good thing you had those control collars to control it. What would you do without control collars on the dinosaur planet? As you sit and talk for a while, you hear some strange noises. You look over your shoulder, and it seems like they're coming from the dinosaur ranch, the area where your dinosaurs are kept. What's that sound? It sounds like a bunch of smashing and growling. I think we better go check it out. You and your friends all get up and run over to the dinosaur ranch area. The dinosaurs are running around like crazy inside it, instead of just grazing around, hanging out like they normally do. You watch as the Triceratops starts smashing into the laser fence. Each one seems to be hitting one of the poles keeping the laser fence working, and they're not really protected from this side. They're meant to keep things out. The fences start sparking, and the laser force field holding them shut starts to dwindle and flutter. The raptors begin attacking the fence, trying to chew it apart. The T-Rex is just ripping through everything. It suddenly starts running at the dinosaur ranch's barn. And, oh no, it starts tearing it apart, breaking it with its teeth, smashing into it with its head, and destroying it as much as possible, as quickly as possible. All of the dinosaurs are going crazy. Uh-oh, they're gonna break out of the fence soon. We need to get somewhere safer. Everyone, use your watches. You and all of your friends press the button on your watches, and a protective suit of space armor folds out around you. Luckily, the space armor gives you the ability to fly. And you think about floating and you fly up in the air, above all the destruction. You watch as the dinosaurs break through the fence and start stampeding through the dinosaur base. They knock over the little huts you have set up. They break the campfire apart. And the Triceratops continue to attack the fence at every single part. The fence soon dies down and shuts off completely. This is terrible. What's going on? I thought we had the control collars on them and that should take care of them.
I can explain, says Spaceship. I have detected an anomaly in the control collars. It seems they have been hijacked by something else.
What do you mean hijacked by something else, you say?
I mean, they have been taken over or hacked.
What? Who's hacked them?
There is a secret encoded message inside one of the transmissions.
Can you play it for us?
Yes.
Spaceship flies in front of you and your friends. It's full-sized and the back hatch opens. You and your friends all fly on the spaceship while the dinosaurs continue destroying the base below you. You walk towards the front of the spaceship where the command center is, and up on the screen appears a video. You recognize the face right away. The face of an evolved Tyrannosaurus named Rex, one of your oldest enemies.
Well, I hope you like the surprise I've found for you. I didn't find it very hard to hack into those collars, and I'm sure they've done much destruction owed to you for all the things you've done to me. Have fun.
The transmission ends and Rex's picture disappears. You mean Rex hacked the control collars and made the dinosaurs go crazy and break everything?
It would seem. I am working on security updates to ensure it won't happen again, Spaceship says.
Well, while you're working on that, we're gonna have to come up with a plan to stop these dinosaurs. The whole base is basically destroyed already. We need to put them to sleep in the meantime, you say. Do you have any, sleep darts or anything like that?
Yes, says Spaceship. I have created shock arrows that should incapacitate the dinosaurs.
Cool. A cabinet on the side of the spaceship opens up suddenly. Inside, you find a bow and a set of arrows for you and each of your friends. It's a really good thing you trained in archery in a previous episode. You run over and grab one of the bows in your hand. You pull on the string to test it, and it feels just right. You grab a quiver of arrows, and you strap it to your back. All right, everyone. We're gonna have to be as careful as possible out there. It looks like we should have enough arrows, but there aren't too many to spare, so make sure you aim carefully. And don't release unless you're sure you're gonna hit a dinosaur. Your friends all nod.
Can I ask a question? One of your friends says.
Sure, go ahead, I guess.
I don't know how to use a bow and arrow. What do you expect me to do about that?
You say, Spaceship. Download archery skills into his brain. A helmet pops down from the ceiling onto your friend's head. His eyes suddenly go wide as the spaceship pumps an understanding of archery into his mind. When it's done, the helmet rises back up into the ceiling, and your friend has a shocked expression on his face.
Cool, he says.
He runs over and grabs a bow and straps some quivers to his back as well. That's when the rest of your friends mention that they also haven't learned archery for some reason, and Spaceship does the same thing for them as well. When you're ready, you each step out the back of the ship and fly into the air. Okay, everyone, let's split up. I'll go for the T-Rex. You people head for the Triceratops, why don't you get the pterodactyls, and you over there, you go for the raptors, and you just find whatever dinosaurs are left. Understood? Your friends all nod excitedly and then fly off in different directions. You fly over the dinosaur base, scanning left and right, watching all of the destruction, and trying to find the Tyrannosaurus. After a while, you spot what you think must be it. It's chewing on a satellite dish, ripping it apart with its huge teeth. You fly over towards it. You pull an arrow out of your quiver. You knock it in the bow. Pull it back with your one hand. Aim it down at the dinosaur. And when you're sure it's gonna hit, you let go. The arrow drifts through the sky, hits the dinosaur. There's a huge explosion of electricity for a second, and then the dinosaur yawns and falls asleep. Well, these arrows work really well. You fly around the rest of the base trying to see as many dinosaurs as you can. You spot a triceratops that's bashing into one of the poles holding the fence together. You sneak up just over top of it, knock another arrow, pull back, and release. Once again, the arrow sails through the sky, hits the triceratops, shocks it, and the triceratops falls asleep as well. You repeat this quite a few times, and so do your friends. And eventually, all of the dinosaurs are fast asleep. Unfortunately, they've pretty much destroyed the entire dinosaur base already. Look at this place. How are we gonna rebuild this? Oh, right, I have a magic spaceship. This should be fine. Spaceship, get to rebuilding. Understood, says Spaceship. One problem. Yeah? What is it? I am out of materials. You're out of materials? Yes, I have built many things and have not replenished my matter banks. Seriously? Alright, well, let's go head for an asteroid or something. You and your friends re-enter Spaceship and you head to the controls. You fly the ship up through the atmosphere and out into space. You begin scanning the area for any asteroids or meteors or anything you can find. Soon, Spaceship spots a large meteor with a lot of different minerals and materials inside it. This one is perfect, Spaceship says. Spaceship has the location of the meteor appear on the screen. You fly towards it following the map. Soon you can see it in the distance, and it gets bigger and bigger on the view screen as you get closer. Okay, we have to match its speed to start with. You carefully handle the throttle until you're flying right above the meteor at the exact same speed. Then, you lower the spaceship down bit by bit by bit, and just as you're about to touch down, Spaceship shoots out its landing gear and jabs it into the meteor. It holds on very tightly. Spaceship then has a drill pop out of the bottom of it and start digging down into the asteroid. You watch as it creates a huge hole, and then Spaceship sends some sort of laser beam down into the asteroid. The asteroid slowly turns to energy and then gets sucked up into the ship. Soon, you're left with a huge hollow hole at the top of the asteroid. This should be enough matter, Spaceship says. You disengage the landing gear, turn the spaceship back around, heading back towards the dinosaur planet, and push the throttle forward. Before long, you spot the planet again. It gets bigger and bigger as you get closer and closer. You head down through the atmosphere, through the clouds, and over the fields and trees until you see the remnants of the dinosaur planet once again. The only thing still standing in the middle of it is the portal home. You land the ship in an area that's relatively free of debris and sleeping dinosaurs. The back hatch opens and you and your friends walk outside, followed by a team of robots. The robots, each carrying a 3D printer, place the 3D printers on the ground, and they immediately go to work, printing replacement parts, replacement cabins, and everything else. As soon as the parts are printed, the robots pick them up, carry them to where they're going, and start welding them into place, fixing things that can be fixed and replacing things that can't. "This will take a good while," Spaceship says. "I recommend you go for some sleep," Spaceship says. "That's probably a good idea, Spaceship. Will you be okay here by yourself?" you ask. "Yes," Spaceship says. "Be careful at home." Spaceship turns on the portal in the center of the dinosaur base, and it lights up a bright blue color. You use your spacesuit to fly over towards it along with your friends. One by one, you each head into the portal and find yourself floating in the middle of a colorful tunnel, winding left and right, up and down, until you see light at the other side. You land inside the shed in front of your house. The portal turns off, and you and your friends leave the shed. "All right, everyone, I guess you can use your spacesuits to get home. I'll, see you next time. Maybe at school or something, even." "Sounds good. Thanks for the adventure, and sorry about your dinosaur base," your friend says. "That's okay. Thanks for helping me put the dinosaurs to sleep. I hope they'll be okay when Spaceship reprograms those collars." "Yeah, me too. I want to go riding them again. Anytime," you say. "No problem at all." Your friends each fly up in the air using their spacesuits and head off in different directions towards their houses. You press the button on your watch, and the spacesuit folds back into it. You head inside your house and straight to your bedroom. When you climb into your bed, the sheets feel very comfortable, and so does the pillow. You turn off the lights, put your head down on the pillow, and you begin to let yourself drift off to sleep. First, noticing anywhere you're holding tension and letting it go. You start with your arms, noticing any tension, and you allow your arms to melt. You let all the tension go and let them sink down into the bed. No need to hold them up or anything. Then your legs, you just let them melt and let them sink into the mattress. You do the same with your stomach and your chest, your neck, and your head. You become more and more relaxed, and you just let yourself wander off inside your head, dreaming of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.